נפתח לרחם פרק ז' משנה ג' הקדישה וגאלה אין היוצא מידו ביובל. Somebody who's marked as a tzedek, who's a field that he inherited from his father, from somebody else, and then he goes ahead and redeems the field from hegdish. In such a case, it would not be taken from him biyovel. It would not be taken from him and given to the kohen biyovel. He would hold on to the field forever. Gala b'no yotze la'aviv biyovel. If his son redeems it from hegdish, somebody is marked as a tzedek achuzah, and that person's son redeems the field from hegdish, when it reaches yovel, the field would revert back to his father. Gala achar, or achar min akrovim, ugala miyado. Ena yotze miyado biyovel. If somebody else redeemed the field, or one of the other krovim of the magdash redeemed the field, one of the other krovim besides his son, and then the Baal, the original owner, bought it back from the other krovim or from the other person that redeemed the field. In such a case, the field would not be taken from the person with magdash it biyovel. Even though had the Baal not bought it back from the person who redeemed it, the din would be, when it's magia yovel, the field would be taken from that person who redeemed it and be given to the kohanim who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash and that mishmor at the time the yovel was magia. But in this case, since the Baal bought it back from them before the yovel, it would not be taken from the Baal and given to the kohanim. The Gemara actually has a different gersi over here. The Gemara is goris yotze miyado biyovel, that it would be taken from the Baal and given to the kohanim biyovel. Even though we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, when the Baal himself or his son redeems it from hegdish, it would not be taken from him biyovel. But in this case, since he or his son did not redeem it, it was redeemed by somebody else, even though they bought it back, it would be taken from him biyovel and be given to the kohanim. Gala echad min hakohanim v'harehi tachas yado. If one of the kohanim redeemed the field, and it's tachas yado, he still had the field at the time the yovel was magia. Lo yomer, that kohen should not say, Haro v'hi yotze l'kohanim biyovel, v'arehi tachas yadi, harehi shali. Since anyway, when somebody redeemed a sara achuzah from hegdish, somebody other than the Baal themselves or his son, then the din is when yovel is magia, the field is taken from that person and is given to the kohanim to be split up among the kohanim that are worshipping in the Beis HaMikdash at the time the yovel was magia. So this kohen will say, since I also am part of that mishmor, and anyway I have a field already since I redeemed it, I'll hold on to the field for myself, and I will not split it up among the other kohanim who are serving with me in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the yovel. Ela yotze l'cho echav kohanim. Instead, he has to take the field and have it split up among all the kohanim that are serving in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the yovel. He cannot keep it for himself, even though he already has it tachas yado, as the din is, when yovel is magia, it's given to be split up among all the kohanim that are serving the Beis HaMikdash, and that mishmor, that yovel, is magia. Masechet Arachin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Higia ha-yovel v'lo nigala. If somebody has marked this a sada achuzah, and the yovel was reached and nobody had redeemed it from hegdish, ha-kohanim nechnasim v'teicha v'neisnin et demeha divir Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the kohanim would enter the field and give the money that it cost to redeem this field to hegdish, and the kohanim would split up the field among themselves. As the din is, if somebody had redeemed it when it's magir the yovel, the field would be given to the kohanim to be split up among themselves, and in such a case the kohanim would not have to give any money. But in this case, since nobody redeemed it, no money was given to hegdish for this field, the kohanim, when they take the field the yovel, would have to give the amount of money that it cost to redeem this field, according to the chesed of chamishim shekel kesef for zerah chaim reserim to hegdish, and they would split up the field. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Nechmasim Avolo Nosim. Rabbi Shimon says the kohanim would enter the field and split up the field among themselves, but they would not have to give any compensation to hegdish. Just like if somebody else had redeemed it, they would split up the field among themselves when it's magia hayovel, and would not have to give any money to hegdish. So too in this case, even though nobody redeemed it, they would split up the field among themselves and would not have to give any money to hegdish. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Lo Nechmasim Velo Nosin. Rabbi Eliezer says, in such a case, that nobody redeemed the field from hegdish, the kohanim would not enter the field at all, and would not give any money. They cannot take the field, the yovel, since nobody had redeemed it before then. Ela nikre sada retushin. Instead, the field would be called a sada retushin, an abandoned field that nobody wanted to redeem. Ad hayovel hasheni. The kohanim would have no chance to get this field until the following yovel. Higia hayovel hasheni velo nigala. If the yovel hasheni, the following yovel, arrived, and still nobody had redeemed the field, Nikras Ratusha Ratushin Ad Hayobar Shlishi. The Kohen still can't take the field, and the field would now be called Ratusha Ratushin, twice abandoned, and it would stay with Hegdish until the next Yerivah. La'olam ain't a Kohen and Nechnasim L'Teicha Ad Shiyigaleno Acher. This thing would always be the case, that the Kohen would never enter the field and take the field for themselves until somebody else redeems it. They have to wait until somebody redeems it, and then the Yerivah after that, the Kohen would take the